we spent a little time talking about, again, how far we've come and some of the things that we've accomplished, but we spent a lot more time focusing on, what we can still do over the next 4 years.
And so what are some of those goals, if you were reelected, you would do or
well,
reach?
You bet. Well, I think, again, the opportunities are numerous. First of all, we've grown our city's piggy bank every year since I've been your mayor. We're going to continue that path. We've tackled four emergencies over the last 4 years. This city, and yes, this mayor, we're ready for the next one. Not only are we going to open up our new event center in September, but we're going to operate it in the black. We've got cheaper airfares to the west and to the south. Now we need to do the same thing for those flying to the east. And that project that was almost dead, the rail yard relocation deal, we're going to ink that deal, and then we're going to create history. We're going to create a vision for downtown Sioux Falls and with those 10 acres, and then we're going to execute that vision. And then last, but certainly not least in any way, shape, or form, we're going to keep Sioux Falls safe by investing in law enforcement, fire protection, code enforcement, because we all know that one bad neighbor can easily ruin it for the 999 good ones.
Did you talk specifically about additions to the police force, extra cops, et cetera? No?
That's always been my mantra, Mark. There's never been a time that I've had this honor to serve as mayor where the police team or the fire team have come to me and said, hey Mayor Mike, we need more officers, and I haven't fought for that. And the same thing applies with the council. In the 4 years that we've been working together, we've provided the necessary resources, and I certainly plan to continue that if I earn the honor to serve over the next 4 years.
Why should folks in Sioux Falls vote for you over your only announced opponent, Mr. Jamison?
Well, I'm not going to talk about anybody but this city. I'm going to let the track record over the last four years ultimately do the talking. We are getting things done in this town. We're running government like a business, and I think that people are just enamored by that. We're keeping people safe. We're capturing opportunity. We're investing in quality of life investments. And I think, Mark, maybe more than anything, for generations we've been talking about creating an environment where people would want to live and ultimately move back to, especially those young people. And guess what? We've done it.